This is Susan J. Erickson, and I'm going to be reading a poem from my book, Lauren Bacall Shares a Limousine. And this is the title poem in the book called Lauren Bacall Shares a Limousine to the Afterlife with Robin Williams. The limousine is the oyster gray of early morning mist. It glides to the curb in the only parking space for blocks. The back door opens. I slide in next to Robin. He is dressed in faded sweats, like he's just come from a workout at the gym. His eyes are closed. Maybe he was dozing, waiting for me to be done with the last details of death. Robin and I have never met, but no matter. We've ended up in this vehicle by virtue of our departure times. Robin turns to me, hands me a beat-up tin soldier. "Don't you love the patina of old toy soldiers?" he says. I wish I'd bought a carnation from the graveyard to give to him. Then I could tell him about the soap my mother bathed me with as a child. I could tell him how the man with palsied hands at the corner convenience store orders the same soap for me. The driver's shadow is just visible through the glass that divides the cab from the passenger compartment. The radio is tuned to a gospel station where Louis Armstrong plays When the Saints Come Marching In. In seconds, we are out of the city, cruising along small-town streets where a few people wave from the sidewalk. I like that Robin doesn't feel compelled to make me smile. I don't bother to put on lipstick. We lean a bit. Our shoulders touch.